Here's Chuck Close in 2003.
The day that I photographed myself, I was actually photographing the nude, which I had just completed, and I had film left over, and I shot myself, and there wasn't anyone to look through the viewfinder, so I focused on the wall and got the distance from the lens to the wall that was in focus, and I cut a little cardboard strip. Then I moved the camera back out into the middle of the room, and I would put the strip of cardboard between the lens and me so that I knew that I would be in focus. But I didn't realize I was tilting so much in all these photographs. And I didn't realize that I was going to get so much of it sort of out of focus. Then I realized the minute I started to make the painting that it was far more interesting because there was a range of focus and the tip of the nose blurred and the ears and everything else went out of focus. So I began to engineer that into the work. And I also didn't realize until I made the painting how crucial it was to shoot from below so that when the painting looms over you, you were looking up at something. Otherwise, you'd feel like you were floating off the floor if you were looking straight on at it.